food, gardening and gossip. All the important stuff. It's Andrew Dickens' Sunday Cafe on Newstalk ZB.
We're at 28 to 12 and, of course, we're talking travel as well from the website bloggeratlarge.com. Happy New Year. Welcome back, Megan Singleton.
Thanks, Andrew. Thanks for having me back.
It's lovely to have you back. And you've had a very eventful New Year's cruising, but not cruising overseas, cruising in New Zealand.
Yeah. Well, actually, it was just last week I got off the ship just on Friday. I managed to, I was invited to tag on to the last 4 days of a Silver Sea tour from Australia and around New Zealand. And I've always wondered about those because I've kind of thought, you know, we're from New Zealand and I didn't know how exotic I would find it. But so we flew to Wellington and got on board the Silver Sea. Well, I have to say, this is luxury personified. And I didn't quite appreciate the luxury level until we sort of got on board and I saw original Picasso's available for sale on the wall, Chagall kind of paintings, you know, a cool 24,000 if you'd like to take that home with you.
Oh,
it was a little bit, unusual.
Tell us about the Silver Sea Shadow. Is this the new generation, you know, the very tall cruise ships with the balconies or what?
No, it's not very tall. It's 9 decks, but that's not very tall for cruise ships these days. This one had only can take 360-odd passengers and another 300 crew. So it's what you call a medium ship. The ship I told you about through Greece and that was more a boutique ship, and then some of the other ships we've been on are these mega cities that can take up to 3,000 passengers. So this one sort of sits just nicely in the middle. She's probably about just under 200 metres in length and 4 bars, 3 restaurants, and fine dining. You know, you can go and choose the a la carte menu with 4, 5, 6 courses. Lobster Thermidor, we had that one night. Filet mignon. Oh, yes, well, maybe I'd like a lobster Thermidor as well as the filet mignon. Nothing's a problem.
Is it true that your cabin actually had a full-size bathtub?
Absolutely. I couldn't believe it. So I've been on about 9 ships now, and this is the biggest, most spacious cabin I've ever seen. A full-size bathtub, 2 basins, his and hers, and I stood in the shower to take the photo because I tried to get sort of the scope of the room. So I've put a whole lot of pictures up on my website so people can have a good look. I even had a walk-in wardrobe. Oh. And often you kind of think, well, where do you put your suitcase? You know, you're in a little cabin. There was so much room. So that really blew me away. And I've really tried to explain that and show people. I've got a beautiful picture of we had the cabin that then had a sort of a separate sitting area with a couch, TV, minibar that stays fully stocked. Everything's inclusive on this, including your grog, whatever you'd like, any time of day or night, it's all available. And then we had a balcony, so I've taken a few photos of us pulling into Napier, pulling into the Mounts, and coming into Auckland.
Okay, great. So this is going to be on your website, bloggeratlarge.com. But let's talk about the, you know, it's about cruising New Zealand. You did, what, Milford, Dunedin, Christchurch, Wellington, Napier, Tauranga, and Auckland, yes?
Yeah. Well, I just jumped on in Wellington, but I spoke to a whole lot of the others who'd come out from Sydney. So there was 2.5 days at sea. They did Sydney, Melbourne, Tasmania. Then it's a 2.5 day cruise across to Milford Sound. So that's pretty big sea, but I have to say we came out of Wellington on Tuesday and it was a bit stormy and it was pretty lumpy coming up around the Wairarapa coastline, I have to say. But, you know, you pretty soon get your sea legs on and the crew are more than happy to hand out seasick tablets, which they were doing left, right and centre. So I actually thought it was amazing. We got into Napier and I was told that Napier is now the second most popular destination on that itinerary behind Milford. So they love it. And so being a bit
Is that because of the wine and the countryside?
It's the Art Deco, really. Yeah. And the city just puts it on. And we met, you know, the guy that just transferred us from the port, because, of course, it's a working port in Napier, so you can't just wander along. Jumped on the bus, and he's wearing a boater hat, and there's buskers in town. And the place was just alive. And I was so proud of New Zealand, you know, for all these tourists, and a lot of them were Australians, a few Americans, and a few English people. And I did a bit of a price point. Do you want to know the price point?
Yeah, sure.
So you can start off on the cabin that sort of we had, and this is not the owner's suite. So for that 14-day cruise, it's about $9,500 per person.
Right.
So I worked that out. That's about $680 a day. And now for some people, that's quite doable. That's all your accommodation, all your food, all your alcohol and drinks, and you're traveling between destinations for 14 days. So it's it's up there, but it's luxury. It's fine dining. And, you know, if you went to a fine dining restaurant anywhere, you'd be paying a couple of $100, wouldn't you?
Well, you said free grog and you said lobster thermidor. So, you know, I'm pretty. Look, there's been a lot of debate about New Zealand's terminals and you know, portside facilities.
Yeah.
You've now experienced them as a, you know, in a cruise ship from the other side. Are they as bad as people make out, or is it not a problem we need to worry about?
Look, I don't think it's a problem. At Napier and Tauranga, there is no port facilities. You just get off with your day pass because there's no customs necessary. So you just jump on the buses that are pulled right up by the ramps and off they take you on your excursion or into town, wherever you're going to go. So when you get to Auckland, it's still the Hilton Hotel. And, I mean, you know, that would be nice to have a proper cruise terminal there. So they wind you round through the Hilton, you know, through customs there, and they've got the customs table set up on trestles. And, you know, it's a little bit naff, especially when you're talking, these passengers are paying a fortune. Like we heard one couple say, oh, it's a bit far to go to Taupo for the day, isn't it, from Auckland? Oh, that's okay, we'll just get a helicopter. I mean, these are the kind of people that are on these ships, and it would be nice to have a proper cruise terminal where there's duty-free and customs and information about Auckland and New Zealand, and people there ready to help the tourists. You know, find their way further into the country.
It
would be fantastic.
Anyway, this is the Silver Sea Shadow cruise ship. It cruises from Sydney, but it goes all around New Zealand. It's a great way to see your country again with new light and new eyes, really, isn't it?
And probably go to places that, you know, you haven't been. You know, Port Chalmers, Akaroa. Yeah. I thought it was really wonderful. And, you know, if they can do this, and you can get shorter cruises. I don't know whether you can just jump on like I did. We were part of a media invitation. But this would be fantastic because it gives you a bit of a taster. Do you like the cruise? Is 3-4 days, is that a bit of you? Would you like to do a week or 2 weeks? Mm. And there are short cruises on other companies, absolutely, 3 days out here and there, wine tasting tours and things like that on cruises. So there's tons of opportunity out there, and I'm a big fan. Love it.
There we go. If you're interested in that, there's details on bloggeratlarge.com, Megan Singleton's site. Thank you so much, Megan. It's News Talk ZB. It's 21 to 12.